Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Friday. Oh. Yo, did it rain somewhere yesterday in the tri-state?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
I feel like it did some yesterday.
Definitely some clouds formed like it wanted to. I saw that. Nonetheless, today supposedly going to be a high of 82 and beautiful. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. Good morning. Did you stay up late last night and watch or listen or engage with Kanye West in his new demo versions of songs?
Yeah. That is basically what it is, right? Because he was finishing them yesterday.
He was finishing them hours before it. Yeah.
I didn't like watch the stream. I went to a movie yesterday, but I was kind of following along, and then I went on Twitter, and, you know, I found the Jay-Z verse and things like that.
But you didn't watch the actual stream. I watched the stream, man. I watched how late he was. It didn't start till 10. He was, like, almost 2 hours late. But that was because he was finishing songs, and then I was really intrigued by the amount of people in the stadium. It was pretty packed. Like, looked like a damn near football game, but then he had the whole floor empty.
Right.
And he was just standing in the middle of the floor by himself with a spotlight on him like he was a model. And I kept telling everyone, I was like, yo, guys, look, we love Kanye musically, but these last few releases have all been about clothes, man. It's all been a precursor to promoting clothes and merch and everything else. It's a, you know what I mean? He's a visual artist now. It's not just about the album. It's not about the raps. It's about the whole experience.
Yeah. Well, that's a visual artist, a nice way of putting it, because you could also put it as he's trying to sell clothes.
Facts.
I mean, but I think the reason I say visual artist, sorry, Johnny, is because the clothes, it's also all a part of an aesthetic, an idea. You know what I mean? It's not like he's trying to create this, or he has created this world that people have bought into, and both figuratively and literally. You know, from the sneakers to the clothes to the even the antics and what he believes and what he talks about, and all of it. But we'll get into it, I'm sure, throughout the show. Plus, summer jams. I think today is called Front Row Friday.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Floor seat Friday.
Yeah.
So you won't be front row, my bad. But you'll be on the floor.
Floor's close.
Floor's damn close. So keep it right here, and let's vibe on a Friday. The Essence, WizKid, one of the biggest, most streamed records on Apple Music's top 25 for New York City, right here. Nigeria in the building.
Yeah, and call up.
800-223-9797, Shenanigans with Laura Never Loses, next. Hey, you see, when you hear how this sounds like a complete song?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like this horn at the end that they added.
Well, it's like just a through line of a hook and a verse. And, you know, I know, look, when you get artistic and creative, you just kind of, you know, you want to just put stuff out that's a vibe. It's a feeling. But the things that really go far tend to be finished. A finished thought.
Well, you're saying something crazy. Are you saying that, generally speaking, good music that's released...
That's right.
...is a completed project?
Yes.
What? Yo. But you're saying that, generally, verses aren't recorded the same day an album is supposed to be released.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
You're not saying that?
No. Because you sometimes can finish verses it the same day. You can finish it that same day at 30 minutes before.
Yeah.
How often does that happen, you say?
I don't know. I'm not there for everything, but I've definitely seen it happen, and I've seen it be good.
I don't think
I've seen it be great.
Never.
I've seen it be good, and I've seen it be great. my point is even I guess probably more in the weeds for the audience listening. Like, what are you talking about? Well, I'm talking about the fact that I stayed up a little bit late last night trying to be a part of supporting Kanye West.
Okay.
Well, hit yourself with the button, by the way.
Well, hang on. At a certain point, I went to sleep. And I didn't. I was like, okay, I get it. This album sonically is. I see where this album sonically is going, and I see how I'm mostly gonna feel about it.
Okay.
And I'll reserve thought for Flashing Lights, because right now it's time for Laura Never Loses. Laura, what are we giving away?
Let me see. What are we giving away? Is it floor seats? Is that what we're doing?
Floor seat Friday.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's a man. Summer jam. Remember, tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Get your tickets ASAP, The Baby, Polo G, Shaweetie, A Boogie, Meek Mill, Migos. It's going to be dope. And not to mention, there's a lot of surprises.
Hey, that sounds sweet. Shaweetie makes the fellas go Sherwin.
Wow, really? Shaweetie.
Some of the ladies go Sherwin too when Shaweetie steps in the scene. You feel me? Sherwin bata.
And floor seats, that's popping.
Floor seats is a great time. Great time. We have Gerard and Kim on the line. Let's go to Kim first. Kim.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hey.
Hey, Kim. How are you today? Where are you headed?
Oh, I'm heading to work.
Where do you work, Kim?
I work at the Jewish Nursing Home in Cambridge in the Bronx.
There you go. How they treating you over there, Kim? Yeah, how long you been there?
I've been there 7 years. They treat me well.
Love it. Love to hear it. Gerard, where you at?
I'm here.
Where you at, though? Where's here?
I'm in Jersey, headed to Brooklyn, going to work.
What do you do, Gerard?
I'm a PMI inspector for a roofing company.
Okay, shout out to the roofers.
We out here.
Yo, Gerard, I may need to speak to you after this because I'm trying to help pay for my cousin's. My cousin, she lived in a house. It's like a family house we had back in North Richmond, California. We got to change the roof. There might be dry rot. We're trying to get a responsible, respectable company to do it. So I may need to ask you some questions, man. I got roofing questions.
Not a problem. We national. That's not a problem. We can get to you, brother.
I need help. All right, Kim, who you want to represent you, me or Laura Styles in the game that lives up to his name?
I'm representing Laura. All
right. Laura in the building.
Let's do it.
Floor seat Friday to go to Summer Jam. Kim versus Gerard. 60 seconds on the clock. Shani with the question.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's play Laura Never Loses.
Right here we go. Okay, who is the latest billionaire to go to? Laura.
Jeff Bezos.
That is right. A continental divide runs through which U.S. mountain range?
Ebro. A continental divide runs through which U.S. mountain range? I'm going to go with the Rocky Mountains.
The Rockies is correct, and Bezos is going into space. Correct. Which rapper called Biz Markie's
wife? Laura.
Laura.
I believe that was Fat Joe.
Fat Joe called her every week prior to his death. It is correct. What is the name of the pouch that holds arrows?
I don't know it.
The pouch that holds arrows. I know this.
I don't know it.
Three.
A quill.
Incorrect.
A sack.
Incorrect. A quiver.
That's what it is. A quiver. I knew it. I knew it was a Q.
What streaming service unveiled?
Ebro. What streaming service unveiled? Apple Music.
Incorrect. You could have tied with that. Which streaming service unveiled the cast of season 2 of Wu-Tang, An American Saga?
That would be Hulu.
Laura wins.
Wow. Yo, Kim, you going to Summer Jam. Kim.
Yeah.
floor seats are yours.
Wow, Kim.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Polo G, the baby. Oh,
you guys,
sweetie.
I love you guys.
We love you too. Swizz Beatz presented New York City DMX tribute going down. Bobby Shmurda, Rowdy Rebel. It's going to be a great time.
Oh, God, it's coming down.
Okay.
Wow. Summer Jam.
She dancing.
She dancing around. Kim, be careful over
there.
Yes. Hang on 1 second. Thank we got to so get some kindly. Info from you, Kim. Gerard.
Thank you.
Yo, thank you, man. Hang on 1 second. I need some roofing info.
You got it, brother.
Hang on 1 second. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, we'll definitely break down Kanye West. He premiered his new Donda album. And we'll cover it all coming up. Flashing Lights.
7 minutes commercial-free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Thank you for joining us down for Flashing Lights with the lovely Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the Flashing Lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the Flashing Lights. Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Kanye West premiered his new album, Donda, last night at an event that broadcasted live from Atlanta on Apple Music. It was scheduled to begin at 8 p.m., but Kanye didn't step out till almost 10 o'clock.
So the Kanye album. Did all that and still hasn't put the album out.
So, you know, everybody's really excited because the surprise feature that nobody expected was Jay-Z. Jay-Z appeared at the end of the album for a verse that Young Guru claimed was recorded that day. Quote, a part of the bars, it says, "I told him to stop all that red cap. We going home. This might be the return of the throne. Hova and Yeezus, like Moses and Jesus."
Well, I think, you know, from what I was awake, that sounds like the most coherent lyrical display on the other than Donda, Kanye's mother's voice, which was very coherent and amazing. The audio of Donda speaking on this project, talking about her son and talking just about life and black folks. It's powerful. The audio he has of his mom. But that also right there from Jay is the other most powerful thing I've heard. Because everything else was musical, melodic meanderings.
Mm.
And semi-incomplete.
Huh.
It didn't feel like the songs just didn't feel like they went anywhere.
So you heard Travis Scott.
Yes.
Pusha T.
I did.
Baby Keem.
Lil Durk.
Yep.
Lil Baby.
Yep.
Bill Baby, correct.
Am I missing anyone?
I think 2 Chainz is somewhere in there.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he had to be because he was recording yesterday.
Nice.
Well, he was in the stadium recording. There's photos of that.
Oh, and somebody said there's a guest spot from Pop Smoke, too. Did you guys hear that?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
All right.
But, like I said, we're sitting here talking about it. The album's supposed to come out today.
Mm.
It has not yet arrived on streaming services as of just 2 minutes ago when I checked.
Oh, I figured it would be out by midnight last night.
Oh, no. Supposed to. That's how this thing usually works. But it is Kanye West.
Exactly.
And if you think Kanye West is going to do things the way they're normally done, well, we got a button for you.
Congratulations. Wow, the echo.
It was nice to see Kim Kardashian and all the kids there to support him.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, even though they're getting a divorce, that's still the father of her child.
And
to bring all the children to be there for the father's big day.
Yeah,
you know.
Sure. I think Kim loves Kanye. His kids, of course, love him. Look, people want to love Kanye. It's, for instance, I want to love Kanye. You were 2 hours late last night. The album wasn't done. We have to get a divorce, Kanye. You see, that's what happened to Kim.
You tried. I showed up.
Kim tried. She showed up. The kids are showing up. We're going to support. But fam, you make it hard, man. You make it hard.
Man, so now we're just going to have to wait to see because we don't know when it's going to drop.
And he's been doing this part, the like not dropping when he's supposed to drop and then the waiting game. This goes back to Life of Pablo.
Yo, ever since Yeezus album, things have been very discombobulated, at least public facing discombobulation. And when you go back into Kanye West support system, the individuals who used to make sure that at least, you know, things landed on time and got across the line, I don't know how many of those individuals are still involved in the Kanye West music making part. I don't know what happens on the fashion side, but you know.
But we know he likes drama and to be a spectacle. So,
he got spectators last night. So he was a spectacle, and he had on some red leather situation jacket and pants.
Oh yeah, Eddie Murphy Delirious.
There you go. But he had on McDonald's colored shoes.
They were orange.
He looked like McDonald's colors. What he had on last.
That red jacket is the same jacket that he released through his Yeezy Gap collection. Except
it's
the
all
red
a rollout. It's yeah, all a rollout for clothes.
All right. Well, that's your flashing lights report.
Wow, that took everything out of me. I'm
time
done.
Is 7:02. Today is going to be a beautiful day. A high of 84 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yeah.
All right. Happy birthday, Pete.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Rosenberg.
Thanks, guys. Bring rain upon the earth.
Is it?
Yo, if it doesn't rain today,
man,
I don't ever want to hear again that it rains every year on Rastafari. Now, it's going to rain somewhere on planet Earth.
Oh, for sure. I know people that it's raining.
But that's every day.
Right. But, yeah, I don't know. Something going on this year if it don't rain. I don't know.
Uh-oh. If it doesn't rain today, Shawnee is officially concerned about
the world,
climate change,
the planet. That's a fact.
This is official now. He's official. He's with the rest of us now.
I mean, something crazy is going down before the year ends.
I mean, do you mean 500,000 people? How many people died around the world during the pandemic?
I mean, that might have been the warm up. If it don't rain today,
you don't think that was crazy?
I'm just saying.
He's just concerned by the weather. Okay,
got it. Look, congratulations! You played yourself. It's coming up. We got the button ready. Somebody built a wall for Donald Trump, spent $30 million, and now they're trying to sell it.
WQHT-FM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
This is a podcast-only Summer Jam giveaway. Screenshot the Ebro in the Morning podcast right now while this message is playing and tweet it to Ebro in the AM with hashtag Summer Jam and tell us why you should be at Summer Jam.
Two podcast listeners
will be selected this week and every week until Summer Jam. Tweet at Ebro in the AM with a screenshot of today's show during this message, the hashtag Summer Jam, and why you should be at MetLife Stadium on August 22nd. Now back to the show.
Contest winners will be announced on Monday's podcast episode of Ebro in the Morning. Full contest rules are in the show notes. Tune in Monday to see if you've been selected to attend the summer's biggest party, Summer Jam.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Mama, we made it. Friday. Yo, that's beautiful outside right now. Yo.
It was amazing yesterday.
If you don't tweet Rosenberg, at Rosenberg Radio, and wish him a happy birthday, you get the button.
Congratulations.
There you go, Shawnee.
You played yourself.
Thank you. Thank you.
Playing yourself. Yeah. Playing yourself.
I don't play. Other reasons for getting the button? Thinking that Kanye West was actually going to have that Donda album out.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Give it to me. I went yourself. To Spotify. I was like, oh, let's see. College dropout, late registration, graduation. My beautiful daughter. Oh, there's no new album.
But Kanye West, at least he's been consistent in not putting this album out.
You had to know this was coming.
I mean, you got the whole spectacle. You got the Apple Music stream going. You're standing in the middle of the, what's the name of that stadium? The Mercedes-Benz something?
Yeah, exactly. Mercedes-Benz Stadium? I don't know, something like that.
A whole football stadium full of people. Packed. You're standing in your red leather Missy Elliott knockoff. Material.
I mean, he's being Kanye. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Didn't he have like a floating stage?
Exactly, Shawnee. And for that,
congratulations. Well, you played yourself.
I'm gonna keep mine there too, Ebro. Because here's my issue. You know, I'm a music nerd, and I enjoy, you know, people who do things differently and really give to the art. But here's the thing. If you guys have noticed, Kanye's been all about wearing the mask these days. He won't take a picture with his face in it. He's always... He was wearing a mask last night, right?
Yep.
Always wearing a mask, like a almost a lucha mask, face always covered. If you're going to come with the Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys or Michael Jackson level crazy, you got to come with the crazy music, too. You can't just do the whole crazy getup and not bring the heat. Do you know what I'm saying? If you're going to put on this whole show, if no one see my face, I got a whole stadium. I just hope the album comes. The way to start it for me is not a no release. We got a no release last night. Nothing to worry about. This was the start.
So now, we just assumed, and that's where we get the button, we just assumed that the album was coming out at midnight.
I guess you're right. There was never
an official
set day. Nobody ever
said that it was going to be at midnight last night. I never saw that. I heard we heard Friday, but I don't know where it's. Well, you know what I mean? And it still may come out today.
Wow! Congratulations. He played everybody.
Congratulations.
Wow! Exactly where I was going.
So and you play yourself if you continue to like. If we fall for it every time, and you move like it's going to happen, then you know. Yeah, he's always playing you.
Another one.
But I guess, and ultimately, if the music is fire, and what I heard last night, it wasn't remarkable for me.
Right.
It wasn't remarkable. It wasn't, you know, anything ingenious that I don't think anybody other than Kanye West could do. You know what I mean? Kanye West has records where you're like, yo.
Yeah.
How did he come up with that? I didn't hear any of that last night. And he may not necessarily have any of that left in the tank. You know, comparing a great artist like Kanye, who has put out so much phenomenal music, comparing what he does now to him at his height, give me the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
I need to open my mind to where Kanye is trying to take us on this musical, fashion, visual art journey. Man,
the evolution of Kanye. You know what I'm saying? It's not blood on the leaves.
I will say this, though. It felt really awesome the way Kanye wove. Wove? Is that a word? Wove.
Go ahead. Let's see where you go next.
Weaved. Placed his mother. Let's go with placed. Placed his mother speaking within the album. Very powerful. And I can't wait for all of you to hear it. And we would play it for you if we had it. But guess what? It's not out. So hit me with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Laura, what's on your list today?
Well, this is serious, guys. But I was just looking at the New York Times. And a man by the name of Grant Williams, he is now a free man after a wrongful conviction. He's been in jail for 23 years in Staten Island, New York. The murder was solved in a total of 4 hours, guys. Mm. All right? So this guy, when he was 25 years old, a man by the name of Shtell Lewis, he was walking home, and someone walked up to him, shot him dead. The police identified, I'm quote-unquote, identified Grant Williams when he was 25 years old as the killer right away. And when I'm reading details about this, They didn't question any of the witnesses that would have saved him from going to prison. I mean, this is, guys, this was the 90s, so we understand how many stories like this have we heard. Begged to get certain things, like there was a hat that wanted to be tested for DNA, but the police destroyed it as part of their standard procedure. That's what, according
to which police department is this?
Now, this is in Staten Island, New York.
So that would be the NYPD.
Yes. I'm looking at him, looking at pictures of him and his family members, and my heart sinks, guys, because this man was in jail for 23 years. Mm. For something he did not commit. Mm. And our entire system is garbage. It is garbage. And you can give it the button 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 times.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Because I know there's so many cases like this. And this is all over. Because I follow the Innocence Project. And I read about, you know, instances where all these men and women are innocent. And they've gone to jail all over the United States.
Well, this is hopefully what Van Jones is going to be working on with that $100 million he got from Bezos.
I hope so,
because that's been Van Jones' whole journey, his entire public-facing career since college.
Yeah, yeah. And he also works with the Innocence Project, which is an amazing organization.
So, you know, look, yes, our justice system imprisoned people, mostly black men, for crimes they didn't commit, just so they could criminalize someone and make the public feel like they were doing their job. Wow. That rush to conviction. Yo, you know they're trying to remember. What was the case about the jogger in Queens? Remember that lady?
Of course. Yes. That was a huge case.
Yeah, and remember, yeah. I forget her name, but and the man they convicted name. But remember that whole trial we was on the air talking about? I don't think he knows what's going on here.
Right.
Like, yeah, he doesn't seem like he's mentally
there. It was Karina Vetrano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the guy's name.
Melinda Katz out in Queens. Have you corresponded
with... Chanel Lewis.
Have you corresponded with the people who want to take a deeper look at this case? Or are you still dodging folks? I know Melinda and her team listened to the show. She's been on the show a few times. But the Queens DA, you're supposed to be all over this. And I know... Listen, I know this is a high-profile case because of how much coverage it got, even in the search for the killer.
Yeah. And her father is a firefighter.
Well, that's what I mean. That's why I said it's politically charged. He's probably got some weight out there. He's heavy out there with people. And people stayed on.
And it was a horrifying story. I mean, it was...
For sure.
It was a horrible nightmare. It was an absolute nightmare, but it always felt very weird, you know?
Rosenberg, what's on your list today?
Well... Yesterday, I decided to set off my birthday weekend because today I'm heading over to Stamford. I got to host Talking Smack tomorrow for WWE, so I'm going to be working today. So last night, my friend Jeff, who's a big movie guy, said, you want to set off the birthday weekend by going to see a movie?
Bromance movie, a date with your mans in them.
Well, Jeff's always a big movie guy, so he's one of the people I see movies with for sure because he's always down to see a movie. So I said, sure, let's go see it. And we went and saw Old.
Oh, the M. Night Shyamalan.
The new M. Night Shyamalan. Old, more like I wish someone had told me how bad this movie was.
Wow. Disrespect.
As bad as that joke was, let me tell you, it was up there with the movie. Yo, man, I can't go to the movies. My luck so far going to movies over the last 6 months since the pandemic ended, and I wanted to get back out and go to the movie so bad.
Between over? Are you over?
What? Bro, I mean, listen, compared to the last movie I saw, which was Godzilla versus King Kong, Old was the Godfather. But in all reality, if M. Night Shyamalan could just go ahead and pay an actor that I've heard of to be in a movie, it would go a long way. But yeah, hit me with the button, man. That was not the set off that I needed to my yourself weekend.
So you're saying Old gets 2 thumbs down, huh?
Old, it could have been good. There were spots where I'm like, oh, this could be good, but no.
Well, now here's the thing about M. Night movies: was the theater did it have a nice crowd in there? Because people definitely go to M. Night Shyamalan movies.
There was, you know what? I mean, considering the entire movie experience now is different and not crowded. There was a good amount of people in there for a Thursday night. Now, it wasn't like Zola. I tried to see Zola a couple weeks ago. Couldn't get one ticket. Couldn't go.
Yo, Zola's cracking like that out here. Doesn't it come out on streaming services today, Laura?
I believe so, but it's good.
Where'd you see it, Laura?
Well, they sent us the trailer, and then they sent us the official link because
I did not get the official link. I searched my email. I did not get it. And so I tried to go to the theater to see it. It was completely sold out, man.
Yo, shout go to... Go watch it. What's the lady's name? Something Moon?
Go watch Zola? It. It's great.
Zola Moon. What's her name on Instagram? I forgot.
Just shout out to our guy, Jeremy O'Harris, too, who wrote it.
Jeremy! Love you.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, it's Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. Good morning. We're about to play Curved. That's where an individual thinks it's all good as they're dating or maybe in a relationship. And then they find out, well, the hard way, that they've been curved because the person's not hitting them back. So they reach out to us and we track everybody down to get them on the radio. Cast one, 97 minutes commercial free, and it is Floor Seat Friday. Floor Seats to Summer Jam. 15 minutes away.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
800-223-9797. Call right now. It's Rosenberg's birthday. Woo!
You blew up my Twitter earlier. I never get this many tweets in the morning. Thank you.
You can call. What do you want to tell Rosenberg on his birthday?
Oh, God. Why are you doing it like this? Don't only do it like this.
What do you mean? It's the What's birthday P hotline.
Yeah. The birthday P hotline. Yo, I just want to say, Rosenberg, man, you trash, but happy birthday, my guy.
Don't do that. Don't do that. You're so damaged from social media.
I really am so damaged, man.
You're so damaged, man.
Yo, Ebro, I thought you'd be happy to know that the other day, my dear friend Chanel, who does awesome PR work, and she's done a great job with my album, she had the idea to do like a small media Zoom.
Okay.
For people who are like up and coming journalists, right?
That's dope. Super dope.
Super dope idea. So we put out a little flyer and it's like, hey, if you want to come on. And so it was a mix of people who have a little blog or a podcast. And then, you know, also people who are like, yo, I'm a singer, I'm a dancer, I'm an artist, I'm a journalist.
Even though the flyer said,
it's a media. Exactly. It was just people who wanted to come on and talk. You know what I'm saying? Right. And I thought that you of all people would appreciate and would want me to appreciate that when push came to shove, and I had an event like that where people could choose to come do something with me. What do you think the demographics of my group looked like?
Young.
Get more? Yes. Somewhat young. Yeah, pretty young.
Maybe 70-30 male to female ratio.
A little bit higher. Yeah, a little bit higher male, but sure.
Okay, so 90-10.
Sure, there you go. 80-20, 90-10, sure.
And I would say maybe 60-40 black other ratio.
Rappers.
How about 100-0 black other ratio?
I love that.
And I thought it was interesting because we know our base is so diverse here on Hot 97, and particularly, and then I have the ESPN show, which is also a very diverse group. But I thought it was interesting about kind of like who my people are who really wanted to come mess with me and, like, you know, spend the night asking questions and talking.
So you're just, are you a happy white guy that black people support you? Is that where this is going?
No, it was just a good reminder because I discovered something recently. I get more offended when I get dissed by black people than white. When white racist MAGA people tell me they hate me, I don't even consider them to be human beings. So I don't care. Like, I'm just like, you're irrelevant. You don't even, you're obviously you hate me. Yeah, I'm a black culture loving Jew liberal. Of course you hate me. I don't care. But when someone black or Latino reaches out and says something negative to me, I have a tendency to process it deeper. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. For better, for worse, even though we should be fair, people are dumb of all races and backgrounds. I shouldn't really care one way or the other. Mm-hmm. But that's just the way it is. So it was interesting to do that, though, and have a reminder of sort of the community that's held me down since I got here 14 years ago. I thought it was a nice reminder.
That's beautiful. That was beautiful. Happy birthday, Rosenberg.
Hey, thanks, guys. 42. What a remarkable birthday, isn't it?
First day of the Lion. Big up yourself, brother.
Lion, my Jackie Robinson birthday, 42. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. Who we got on the line, Shawnee? They get to say what they want on Rosenberg's birthday.
Oh, man. We got Lisa.
Lisa, what do you want to say to Rosenberg on his birthday?
No, I just want to tell him happy birthday and enjoy his day. I don't want to bash him today.
Lisa, it sounds like you're holding back, though. Like, you wanted to, but then you found out it's my birthday.
Rosenberg,
and you
don't
can't.
Push it. Don't push it.
No, I'm not going to push it. No. I just want you to enjoy your day.
Oh, thanks, Lisa. Happy
birthday, Rosenberg.
Oh, thanks, squad.
Happy birthday to you.
Who's that sweet person who's with you?
That's my daughter.
I like it. She seems like a great gal.
We got Musa.
Musa. Mansa Musa. What do you want to say to Rosenberg on his birthday?
Yo, thank you, man. Thanks, Musa. Appreciate that.
No problem. Enjoy, all right?
Yo, man. Good looking out, bruh. I appreciate you.
All right, we'll take one more. What do you want to say to Rosenberg on his birthday? Or is that it, Sean? Are you looking at me like that?
Nah, there's more. There's two more.
All right, let's take one more.
Okay.
Male or female?
Go ahead with the best one. Who you
think? It's Mark. Mark, we got Mark.
Mark, what do you want to say to Rosenberg on his birthday?
Hey, man, I watch you guys every single morning on my way to work. I really appreciate everything you guys do. Happy birthday, Rosenberg. Wish you the best. Hope you have a blessed day. And don't let any negativity get to you, brother.
You're a good man, Mark.
There we go. See, that was a blessing, right? That was beautiful.
Wow, nobody said anything negative. That's great.
And we know that's what Ebro wanted when he opened the phone line.
No, that's not true. Why would you think that?
Because you just randomly opening the phone lines for people to show me love. I don't want to say that's not very you, but...
You know he wanted a roast and toast.
He wanted roast and toast.
I would have said that.
Yo,
I would have said call up and crush Rosenberg on his birthday. But since you're talking greasy, that's coming up. Yo, clear the lines. 800-223-9797. We got Summer Jams right now because DJ John is here.
The DJ John.
DJ John.
Yo, John.
What up, baby?
John.
What's popping on the front? Yo, happy birthday, Rosenberg.
Thanks, John. You're a great man.
I love you, man.
Love you too.
You better shut your white mouth.
You really mean the world to me,
Rosenberg. Meatball.
You know, you define so many things in my life.
Boom, shaka talk.
Dad, I appreciate you, man. You're just amazing.
Head Sheeran in the Mickey Ficky place.
So I love you, man.
Thank you. You just wanted to play that LL Cool J calling me a meatball drop,
huh? That's the best thing ever.
Rosenberg, meatball.
So yeah.
He sounds so mean. Yo, LL sounds like such a bully on that joint. Meatball. John, how are you feeling? How'd the Yankees do last night?
They won.
There you go, baby.
We're feeling good. I think it's two in a row.
It is two in a row.
Is it? No, I think it's four in a row.
I dare you to try to name their whole starting lineup right now.
Oh, it's a mess. It's like...
It's triple A ball.
It's crazy. Yeah, good for them,
though. You know what, though? Good for them. I was just about to say that. If you win in games with that, play that small ball, baby.
That's right.
Maybe that's what they needed.
That is what they need. That's the best way to go. Always trying to have, you know, cats out there that are crushing the ball every night.
They're hungry.
Sometimes you just got to get back to the fundies.
That's right. They're hungry.
The fundamentals.
The fundies.
Now, John, what are you giving away? It is Floor Seat Friday.
Oh, so it's Floor Seat Friday to Hot 97 Summer Jam Baby 2021, August 22nd. The Baby Polo G added to the Summer Jam lineup. Rosenberg presents Real Late. You have Drewski and Friends, Corey LeRae, Young Blue, Moray, Mooski, Young Devin. Listen, on the main stage, you have Migos, Meek Mill, Swiss Beats presents a New York tribute to DMX. Moneybagg Yo, the Heavy Hitters presents CJ and Friends, which is Farruko and El Alfa.
All right, John, before you read the entire stadium lineup and people forget, Ebro, I have to tell you that John got that wrong, by the way. The Yankees lost on a wild pitch last night, 5-4, to the Red Sox. You don't know that your team lost 5-4 to the Red Sox on a wild pitch?
I was watching Kanye. God. Kanye got distracted. I was distracted by Kanye.
Damn, all right, John, I tried to ride with you, too.
Hit me with the button
for listening to John and taking it at face value.
Oh, God.
But Summer Jam tickets, baby.
Florcy Friday. Who we got, Shawnee Culture? Who's on the line?
We got Terrence.
Hey, Terrence.
Yeah, how you doing?
Peace, man. How you doing today, sir?
I'm good.
Yo, listen, should we open up the lines for calling Crush Rosenberg on his birthday, or we should just leave it on a positive note with the segment we just did?
Good question.
Oh, yeah, I'm a big fan. Yeah, let's crush him.
Yeah, that's coming up after this. Rosenberg, but answer this question super fast from Laura Styles so you could be on the floor seat for Summer Jam.
All right, here we go. This is an easy question. Can you tell us what was Kanye's mother's name?
Donda.
There it is.
There you go.
I heard Kanye's mom talking on that album last night. That was powerful. That was a highlight.
All right,
for sure.
DJ John, can you tell us what school did Donda West teach at? What university?
Oh, Harvard.
University? What?
No.
Clark Atlanta University.
Damn. Yo, and last night. And shout to Kanye for this. He gave away I think 5,000 or 6,000 tickets to workers who worked at the stadium, HBCU students. Mm. It was really dope. There's a lot of people in there that got the plug for sure. He was taking care of a lot of students last night and people that work at the stadium. So that's dope. Terrence, you're going to Summer Jam.
Summer Jam.
Woo. You'll be on the floor at Summer Jam.
Summer Jam.
Time for some Terrence at Summer Jam.
Summer Jam.
Terrence, who you want to shout out to, sir?
Shout out to Rosenberg for his birthday. I did think he was going to miss by 1 year, though, when he named his birthday.
Ah!
He named his age.
Yo, well done. Well done, sir.
Thank you. Big fan of the show. Want to shout out my son, FAMU, graduate. That's what I'm going to take to the show.
FAMU.
FAMU, Florida A&M. Major.
There you go.
That's right.
Hang on, Terrence. Hang on one second. Shout out to all the graduates out there, too, man. Class of 2021. Time for some action.
DJ Chun.
Hey, yo. Time for some action.
DJ Chun.
Terrence, go to Summer Jam.
DJ Chun.
Time for some action.
DJ Chun.
Time to go to Summer Jam.
DJ Chun.
It's time for some action.
DJ Chun.
Rosenberg got another one. For some action, he go in the summertime. Him go in the summertime. He go in the summertime. He got it from DJ John.
Hey, look, flashing lights. Laura Styles next. What up?
Coming up in a flashing lights report. This is crazy, guys. You know, Rolling Loud in Miami is on the way. But a ginormous video wall fell. I'll give you the details on this coming up, flashing lights. This is scary.
Yo, look, fam.
Oh, my gosh.
I ain't making fun of or wishing nothing on no other concerts. Because they those. Shout to all the stage hands.
Oh,
shout to everybody that builds these stages and sound systems for all these concerts and festivals. They do some back-breaking labor out there. I know we got a lot of them listening to us. I'm just happy for you all to be back to work, because you know that this concert festival season, people, this is their entire livelihood. It wasn't going on at all.
Yeah.
Every single type of production, everything. Because outside of concerts, trade shows, everything.
So salute to all y'all getting back to work this season. Hopefully it continues with the Delta variant and the COVID cases skyrocketing in many places. Please, everybody, let's take the initiative, at least I have, in making sure that mask is back on. You know what I mean? If you're around crowds of people, indoor or outdoor, right now, you might want to mask up. The amount of people I know that know someone. I know someone, but I know a lot of people that know people.
Yep.
That have gotten sick during this last couple of weeks since July 4th.
Mm.
Some vaccinated, many are not. So mask up. But remember, the vaccine keeps you from dying and going to the hospital. So let's keep an eye on these death rates out here too. Let's make sure things aren't going back up. Just be safe. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, flashing lights next.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Rah, 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 rah. It's Floor Seat Friday all day today. If you got it locked in all day right here. Floor tickets to Summer Jams.
Summer Jams.
Summer Jams. Yo, let's go flashing lights, Laura Staff.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
Now you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Styles gonna put us on.
There were reports that a video wall at Rolling Loud Miami collapsed ahead of the festival. Now, it's important to know that nobody was injured.
Wow.
Thank God, nobody. And Rolling Loud made a statement. They fixed it. The concert's gonna go on as planned. When I saw it, though, I got scared because it's a huge video wall, guys.
I wonder why such a big deal was made out of this.
What do you mean?
Because this happens in a setup for a concert, like as they're putting things together, screwing things in and testing things. I'm not saying this happens frequently, but it happens.
I think, but when you look at the picture, it's just scary to see it. You know, like it's the first thing you just see it, you're like, oh my God.
And well, Rolling Loud has a huge profile right now. You know, it's kind of become really a big global phenomenon, or at least national phenomenon. So, actually, tonight, WWE has two matches from Rolling Loud on TV.
Oh, wow.
So, I'm sure that certainly made some people nervous.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I guess my point is this. Now that you've pointed out to the audience that goes to these shows, now when they look around at these concerts, you're going to notice a lot of things hanging where you're like, hey, yo. Or if all them speakers came down, or if all, you know what I'm saying? Like, my point is, if you make a big deal out of it, people get more fearful. Because there's definitely a lot of things being, that are heavy, that are being hung very high at these festivals.
Yep.
Yeah. I guess, and that's exactly what happened, because I saw the photo and I was like, oh man, this looks tough, you know, it's scary. Mm-hmm. But everything is good. No injuries. Nothing along those lines. So the concert's going to go on as planned. Also, Diddy just announced a new album, guys.
Yo, listen. I'm going to tell y'all something about it. If this is the album that I've been hearing about, shout out to my girl Stacey Bart. Shout out to a lot of R&B songwriters that have cooked up with Diddy. I don't know what Diddy's doing on these songs, but there's some potential real fuego about to be released. I haven't heard all of it. I've heard some.
Wow.
But what I heard was an R&B project.
Yeah, he said the album, September 24th, 2021, Welcome to the Love Era.
Okay. Ooh, hold up now.
The Love Era.
Get your love on.
Hold on now.
I'm with it.
So maybe that's it. Some love. Straight R&B. That's dope.
Love songs. Let's get to it. Y'all know, listen, I'm an old man. I ride around windows down, love songs booming.
But women in the back.
But when you say love songs, do you mean love songs or songs by love?
However, I mean, listen, songs about love, songs by love, songs for love. However.
All right, that's your flashing light report. The time is 8:01. High of 84 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
I just want to point out to the audience how positive we've been.
What do you mean?
With regard to the Kanye West stream on Apple Music last night.
No, we did not get up here and roast the stream or complain that the album didn't come out.
We didn't spend a lot of time harping on that, on the fact that we haven't gotten the album. The songs didn't sound complete. They weren't complete. I'm proud of us.
You know what? Great job, Ebro. We've done a great job today being positive for Kanye.
There it goes.
Trying our best. Because I saw some people that were once friends of Kanye, not as positive on Twitter.
Really?
Questlove, I believe, tweeted, yo, how many red hats y'all giving this album?
Ah, damn.
Nah, there are a lot of people who I could tell they moved on. They moved on. They weren't there for the shenanigans last night.
Damn it, man. Damn. Look, call right now.
WQHD HD1 New York.
Let's go. Go, go, go.
Another shot to win floor seats to Summer Jam 2021.
Coming up.
Coming up.
Coming up next.
On Hot 97.
800-223-9797. Call and cook Rosenberg for his birthday.
Wow.
Laura, call and cook Rosenberg.
Call and disrespect the God.
Rosenberg. Meatball.
You better give him a happy birthday at the end, at least.
After you roast him.
Yo, can I at least get some requests? Can I get some requests in too, Ebro?
You gotta shut your white mouth.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Just roast me on my birthday. Sweet, sweet.
Sweet.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. All right, Rosenberg, I tried to be positive. You tried to accuse me of setting you up to be negative.
Well, like, you have a history, Ebro.
No, look, man, all I said was call and say what you want to Rosenberg on his birthday. That's all I said.
I guess I'm having flashbacks because I remember a certain time when I won, for example, the 24/7 championship, and you said, call up and tell Rosenberg that he's racist for punching a black man in the nuts. Do you remember that?
Oh my
I did not
God.
Say that. Johnny, what was
it? No, that's accurate. That's accurate.
I did not say tell Rosenberg he's racist.
You said, is Rosenberg a racist for punching a black man and stealing his title? I think that's what you said.
I mean, that's a great question. It is a great question.
See, so I'm traumatized. So when you say open up the phone lines for Rosenberg.
I just said call and say what you want to Rosenberg on his birthday. It was all love. You know why? Because we have a positive program.
That's right.
But
that's
then
right.
That wasn't good enough for you.
Okay.
You wanted to accuse me of hoping that it would be negative. So you want negative? Now it's call and cook Rosenberg.
Oh, I have faith, Rosenberg. I think people love you too much.
No, we'll Let's see what we got, Shawnee. What you got?
Well, we'll go with Naya.
Naya, good morning. Call and cook Rosenberg for his birthday.
Now I don't want to roast him, but I want to say happy birthday.
Wow,
and
look at that.
More blessings.
Look at that.
Oh, Naya.
See? Our show is so loved.
Thanks,
that
Naya.
We can't even.
And I want to give a shout out to my goddaughter, Briella. She turns 4 today. Also.
Happy birthday, Briella.
Happy birthday, Briella.
Right on.
Listen, I can't even coerce people to cook Rosenberg.
That's only one, Ebro. You got time.
All right, let's see.
That's right. Let's go with let's go with Jose.
All right, let's see.
Jose, good morning. Call and cook Rosenberg for his birthday.
Yo, good morning, everybody. Hey,
what's up, man?
Yo, first of all, happy birthday, Rosenberg. I want to just tell you that you're the most bald-headed person I've ever seen.
That's not bad.
From having a full head of hair, and then over the years, just been stressed with the amount of passion that he has brought to hip-hop to make us all aware on how genius he is about hip-hop and how much he knows and how much he wants to make us all understand that this is an art. But damn, is he fat.
Where's this going?
He has lost some weight, and the love handles have gone away.
Oh, thank you. That's
what happened, but happy birthday, Rosenberg.
Wow. That took a lot out of me.
Wow.
Thanks for your call.
I don't know
if that was a roast or
did you hear what
a romantic poem.
Right.
No, it definitely ended up being a roast. Basically saying how self-important I am about hip-hop. Thank you, man.
Shayra, call and roast Rosenberg on his birthday.
Hey, what's up? This is Soraya Soy Free, Rosenberg's worst nightmare. Alexa off.
Okay.
Oh, hi, I'm on air. Oh,
that's
my
right,
God.
Soraya.
What's up?
What up?
I'm sorry, bro. This is Soraya Soy Free. What's up, Rosenberg?
Hi.
Your worst nightmare, the community person. Listen. We have seen you come on the scene, and as a white man, as a young Caucasian man, coming into the hip hop scene, and a lot of us hip hop gatekeepers, were really looking at you sideways. But throughout the course of the years of you being Hot 97, you have really, really shown and proved yourself to love the black community and hip-hop. And you have really learned about race relations, race theory. And you have taken the side seat and actually sat down and listened to the black community's issues. And you've learned and you've grown. And you have made mistakes in the past. But you have grown to be this cute little white boy that I love.
Aww, there you go.
What's
Soraya Soy Free. Thank you so much. There you go.
Soraya Soy Free, thank you so much. She really went full circle. She told the whole story.
Yeah. That wasn't even a roast.
It wasn't even a roast. That was nice.
See, listen, in all of this truth that's happening, I can't, like I said, I can't even coerce the audience to cook you. There's so much love amongst the Fots, Rosenberg.
Right. We got Sasha. I still can't
believe Rosenberg thought this thing was going to be negative about a half an hour ago.
Sasha would never say nothing.
Shasha.
I appreciate you, man.
Nah, I ain't gonna say nothing negative. I just want to wish him a happy Mother's Day. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy his Mother's Day and his rocking chair coming from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. We love Rosenberg. He's the mother hen of Hot 97.
Yo, I hate you. I hate you, Shasha.
Yeah, that was great. Good looking,
wow.
Bro.
Yo. Disrespect.
Thanks, Shasha. Hey, Casto, for my birthday, can we hit a couple joints off that Real Late album?
I got you. Happy birthday, Rosenberg.
Go, hey, if you want to celebrate my birthday, stream that Real Late album. Here's that Rosenberg. Intro, Velvet Wonder.
Meatball.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
It's Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
It's Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg on the line today on the interview. We're talking to Large Professor, the legend, the mad scientist, and Jeremy, the skate culture doc, Laura, you was telling me about. Tell me more about this documentary.
It's called All the Streets Are Silent, the convergence of hip-hop and skateboarding between 1987 and 1997.
Yo, Jeremy, tell me how this came together for you. And then we got to talk about Large Professor doing this music, because I know that's exciting for everybody.
Yeah, it started, the idea first started when Eli Gessner did hand style for one of my skate videos in 2012, 2013. And, you know, he famously made the skate video mixtape and founded Zoo York in 93. And he was sitting on this like archival gold. And so we negotiated that if I were to catalog his archive and digitize it, that I would maybe be able to, you know, make a story out of it. So that's sort of how it first came about.
Well, this whole thing is near and dear to my heart because, you know, growing up in Northern California, skate, you know, graffiti, breakdancing, MCing, DJing, all the street culture went hand in hand, you know, and I know downtown New York City for sure. Large Pro, when they reached out to you for this, I know you lived this and you remember skate kids in the city. You know, just talk about that experience in and around New York, about the convergence of all these street cultures that were happening at that late 80s, early 90s.
Nah, that was a beautiful time because you had dudes like Harold Hunter, Vinnie Ponte, you know, all of the guys out there, you know, listening to hip hop while they were skating. It was cool, man. It was, you know, and just for these guys to come in and say, like, yo, man, we want you to represent what it is. Because I never veered away from what that was, you know, that whole vibe of, you know, just them raw beats and things like that. Because that's just hand-in-hand with skating, man, like, especially from that time. So I just kind of kept it to that vibe. And, you know, it's just what it is, man. Like, yo, that's something that don't really change, you know, like, keep them rugged beats. You hear it to this day, like, streams course. You hear the L beats playing, like, you don't really hear too much trap and things like that. So, you know, it was a good thing when they reached out.
Yo, even right now, a lot of the cats that are running things in skate, what's the kid that runs with Earl Sweatshirt Rosenberg? Navy Blue. Yo, Navy Blue's an L skater, pro skater, MC. His beats, he stays with the hard beats and the underground shit. You know, Large Pro, like, the underground, like, skate culture is always wants to stay underground and stay in the street.
Absolutely, definitely. So, nah, it's cool, man. The movie is dope, too, man. We got some legends in there, man. We got Huff. We got a bunch of people, man. We got, like, the Making of Supreme, Zoo York, man. We got Eli Morgan Gessner, man. Wow. So
it ties all into it. It's the fashion, it's the culture, it's the whole, it's the hip hop.
Yeah, it's everything.
And Lux Pro,
Mars, you know, revolving around Mars. You got Clark Kent, crazy footage of Jay-Z, like early footage of Jay-Z, like way before everything. Like it's that time period that people want to know about, like the origins. Definitely.
And Large Pro, how could you describe exactly what you did musically for the film? Take us through that part of it.
Musically, I mean, just looking at those times, it's like, oh man, that's when this song was out or when this beat was out. And so it was just like, I mean, with the help of Jeremy, like we sat down and went through some beats. Because like I said, I never really veered away from that, you know, that feel of
that
beats.
Gritty sound.
Right.
Yeah, man, that gritty sound. So it was like, all right, this would be good for that. You know, it was just a matter of just putting it to video now, you know. And I mean, even the opening scene, oh man, like we got this bridge scene where this beat comes on and it just fits perfectly with the busyness of the city. Like that's me. Like the city, New York, it's in New York, so that's me all day. So it's just a good experience doing it for video now.
Yeah. Now, Jeremy. Oh, go ahead, Laura.
Oh, Jeremy, talk about acquiring this footage of a teenage Jay-Z or a young Busta Rhymes. Like, where the hell did you find this?
Yeah, so it was the Busta was shot by Eli at Stretch and Bob's Uptown, but the Jay-Z was really like a crazy moment because we had already cataloged thousands of Yuki Watanabe's tapes, the founder of Marg Nightclub on 13th Street. And he had, I think, you know, we used to do like tape-to-tape editing, but I don't even think that was what it was. It was basically like he made a highlight reel, or maybe his wife made a highlight reel of some events at Mars, and it was all laid to like one of the background tracks that they were playing at the club. And I saw like 1 or 2 seconds of Jay-Z on the mic, and I knew it was him like right away. And I asked Yuki about it. He's like, no, Jay-Z wasn't. He never came to Mars. Because I guess he didn't film it. His wife filmed it with his camera because he didn't know who he was, you know? And on the tape,
wow.
on the tape it said New York street style rap and then like all Japanese under it, you know?
Oh, wow.
So like, that was a crazy moment because just seeing like 1 or 2 seconds of him in that mix, I knew that the other tape existed. So it was just a matter of finding that. And then it was getting the audio through a series of a lot of trial and error to try and make it sound as good as it was, you know, at the time of the recording.
When does this documentary drop and where can people watch it when it's available?
So it comes out Friday, July 23rd, and that's nationwide in theaters, select theaters, and then September 7th on digital platforms worldwide.
Take us, Jeremy. You said in the beginning that you were filming a lot of street culture and a lot of street things that were videos that were taking place in New York back in the day. So were you around in the 90s when this stuff was happening, Jeremy? Or are you just putting this you found this footage and are making this moment happen?
So, yeah, I mean, I'm only 34. I mean, I started making skate videos in 99, 2000. And so I had already missed that era for sure, but my brother, who's 48, is a DJ and a skater, and he kind of, you know, through him and also my sister, introduced me to a lot of the people in the scene and at a very early age. So I was going to Supreme and getting a t-shirt in like 1998, you know. So I sort of, it's like this golden like childhood memory for me. So in terms of going through the footage, it was like, you know, it was like a kid in a candy store. It was super organic and just easy and a dream to make the project.
Well, and I'm not sure everybody even knows how much Supreme, you know, I think DJ Enough did the first Supreme like launch party in like 96 or something like that. And I don't even know if people know that Huff, you know, the brand Huff that everybody rocks now, Huffnagel was coming out of New York and moved to the Bay and started kind of his own movement out there. So I don't even know if people understand how intertwined hip hop, skate, New York City, and all of that street culture was. I don't know if that's actually, do you feel like that's been told well, large professor, until this moment?
Maybe. I mean, because they had the videos, you know, they had skate videos, they, you know, just underground joints. But I think this is going to be the best, like, just display of it all. Like, I mean, because we're going through fashion, we're going through hip hop, just everything. So I think this will be the best display of it all, definitely.
And will your music be accessible? Like, will the music that is like the music inspired by the is this soundtrack going to be on streaming services? These instrumentals, like, what will people able to get to these?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, definitely. We're gonna have it on Spotify and all of that stuff. You know, we just we want the movie though. You know, first and foremost, we want to concentrate on the movie and get that out there and just let the people get that. I mean, coming out of COVID and everything, we just want people to get the experience and just to represent the city. You know, we're just trying to get that out there first and foremost.
Make sure the story gets told. What's the name again, Laura Stiles?
I mean, listen, this movie has amazing people in it. All the streets are silent. They have interviews with Rosario Dawson, Clark Kent, Kid Capri, Fab Five Freddy. And the list goes on and on. It's a beautiful moment that I think a lot of people have heard of. But this is your chance to kind of experience like a piece of that time. So I think everyone should go and support this film. It's called All the Streets Are Silent.
And before we let you go, Extra P, I got to ask you, man. Obviously, as you and I know very well, this DJ world and culture is small. And, you know, Biz is a huge loss for everyone. And I'm sure you have memories of him from the early hip hop days. And then also as the years went on in the DJ game. So, number one, I wanted to pass on my condolences and also see if you had any stories you wanted to share about the late, great Biz.
Oh, man, Biz, man. Like, my first opportunity of my mentor, Paul C., who lent me a drum machine early in the game. Like, this guy was so in demand that he, like, had to take a break from the drum machine. And he was like, yeah, you take this drum machine for 2 weeks and see what you come up with. Because he taught me, you know, what buttons to press and everything like that. So I took the drum machine. Out of that little time that I had the drum machine, made the beats called Intelligent Hoodlum. There was a few other joints. I did the remix for Illegal Search for LL, a few early 90s joints.
Yeah.
But first call that I got from Paul C was, no, come to the studio now. Bismarck likes some of the beats that you made. Mm. And it's funny because I just spoke to DJ Cool V and he has all the tapes intact and everything. So I ran to the studio and that was the first person who ever liked one of my tracks with Biz. It was, I had like chop some reggae joint up, and he, you know, when I went to the studio, he was like, yo, man, you made a beat, man, yo, you special, man, like, yo, this is, and so, I mean, you know, Biz throughout the years always supported and just gave good vibes, and, you know, I love that brother, and, you know, just gonna carry on tradition, man. He blessed me with a few words on video, just all kinds of things, man. Biz was a blessing to this world.
Mm, well said. Thanks, P.
Yo, Large Professor, thank you for your time. I know, you ain't always out here doing interviews and doing all that, but I'm sure you got amazing stories, and anytime we can have you on, it is a pleasure. Thank you
Absolutely.
So much.
Yes, sir. My man.
Yo, and Jeremy, thank you, man, for putting in this work, man, to bring these stories together. You know what I mean? As a kid, you know, I was one of them kids that was skating and listening to hip hop. And, you know, we was kind of like, as hip hop became a mainstream thing, I think it took really for like Pharrell to bring it back, you know, where the BMX and the skating was also on the scene with the fashion and the rhymes and the DJing and graffiti. But thank you for telling this story, man.
Yeah, thank you, guys. This is, I hope that people can make it out to the theater and see it on a big screen.
There it is, man.
Yeah, supported. All the Streets Are Silent. Out.
Take care,
Friday.
Fellas.
Thank you, guys.
It's out Friday.
Peace.
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 Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.